This is October the 20th, Thursday, with chapel service. Robert Parrish, chairman of the Student Spiritual Life Committee.
Reading from the 100th Psalm. Serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May we pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, We do thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us. And Father, we thank you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We ask now, Father, that your Holy Spirit fill this room. Let it touch each heart and each mind with your wondrous love. Father, may our praises in song and in words be lifted high to you. For it's in Jesus' precious name we do ask these things. Amen. May we continue to worship God this morning by turning to hymn number 290.
Perhaps no Christian in history personified Christ's ideal of humble servanthood quite as much as St. Francis of Assisi. On your program is printed an adaptation of his well-known prayer, adapted for corporate use. Will you please stand and pray with me this prayer? Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is discord, union. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. Grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.
I will be reading two scriptures, one from the Old Testament, the other from the New Testament, and both, I believe, are very important in terms of servantship. The first scripture will be from the Old Testament, 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 9 through 11. Therefore, Eli said to Samuel, "Go, lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for thy servant hears.'" So Samuel went, and he laid down in his place. And the Lord came and stood forth, calling, as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for thy servant hears." Then the Lord said to Samuel, "Behold, I'm about to do a thing in Israel, at which the two ears of everyone that hears it will tingle." My next scripture is from Mark chapter 9, verses 33 through 35. And they came to Capernaum. And when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you discussing on the way?" But they were silent. For on the way, they had discussed with one another who was the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12. And he said to them, "If anyone would be first, He must be last of all and servant of all. May the Lord richly bless us for the reading of his word.
I recall the time when I was a student summer missionary with the Home Mission Board working in Dover, Delaware. My main task there as a summer missionary was to work with migrant workers, providing them with recreational and Bible study activity. But also while I was there, my supervisor provided me with various sundry other activities to do. One of the things that I did was to stamp newsletters with addresses and stamp Gospels of John, those little tiny Gospels of John's, to be handed out to migrant workers and others in the area. Another thing that I was asked to do was to load hymn books in boxes and to deliver them to a local high school where a revival was to take place. I said to myself, the very idea that I fly all the way from North Carolina to Dover, Delaware, to be asked to stamp newsletters and load hymn books. Why, I could have done that back in Bryson City, North Carolina. I mean, why did I come all the way up here anyway to do such menial and small things? But you know, the thought came to me that though I considered these things to be small, they were benefiting others. Further, the fact that I was helping somebody was ministry within itself. Later on during the course of that summer, I had the pleasure of serving thirsty fairgoers to the Delaware State Fair cold cups of water. They were hot, they were tired, and the cold water was certainly good to them, for they expressed it and thanked us for our service. Such a small thing, but yet served a big purpose. God, just as he does Samuel, calls us all to servanthood. Whether it's helping an old lady across the street, or working for Habitat for Humanity, or whether it's listening to the cry of somebody in distress, or whether it's pastoring a church. Whether these tasks are considered big or small by human standards, they serve people, and God uses them to his glory. May we obey the command of the Bible, which tells us with love to serve. We need to be there for one another and serve one another daily. We're going to have the opportunity now to symbolize servanthood, as the ushers will now come forward with cold cups of water. Dr. Hone will sing Songs of Servanthood from the balcony. As you receive your cup of water, please await further instruction. In the true spirit of servanthood, I ask you now to give your cup of cold water to the person next to you. Let us drink a cup of cold water in Jesus' name.
Jesus said, "Inasmuch as you've done it unto the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me." When we think about serving other people, when we think about what we do for them, how far do we really go? We enjoy nice programs and we enjoy a nice, easy life, but how often do we go out of our way to do something for someone else? The hymn we're about to sing is called "Make Me a Channel of Blessing." It's got some very beautiful words in it. Is your life a channel of blessing? Is the love of God flowing through you? And are you telling the lost of the Savior? Are you ready His service to do? Are we really ready to serve? The second stanza has a very beautiful line in it. Are you burdened for those who are lost? We're supposed to be, but are we? You have to answer that yourself. I can't do it for you. But is there a pain in your heart for those that are lost? We seem to forget that there are a lot of people who are hurting, a lot of people who do not know God, Christ, a lot of people who don't care. Do we get angry and say, well, if that's the way they feel, then so be it? Or do we feel pain in our hearts because when that roll is called, those names will not be on it? Do we have members in our families, members that we know are in need of Christ, and we don't go to them? Who do we serve? Do we just go to those that are close to us, our friends? Do we go outside the community? Where do we go? Listen to the words of God, our beloved Savior, who told us to go everywhere. Everyone is our brother, and we need to care, regardless of their color, regardless of their sex, their age, their position in life, their status, their money, whatever. We're all children of God, and we need to be responsible to each other and to genuinely care, not just say it. We don't need to just preach the love of God. We need to show it. If we can't show it, then where do our words fall? As we sing this song, "Make me a channel of blessing," ask yourself, am I a blessing for someone else? Am I doing what God has asked me to do? Or am I merely pleasing myself? May we stand as we sing hymn number 262, "Make Me a Channel of Blessing."
Let us bow for the benediction. Dear Lord, thank you for the gift that you give us, servanthood. Help us to use this gift to be sensitive to the feelings of others and to be aware of the needs of others. Help us, Lord, more to serve with love. In Jesus' name I do pray. Amen.